Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
In the early days of oil sands production, bitumen was mixed with very hot water to separate the oil from the sand. This took place in long rotating machines called tumblers. But then, Syncrude scientists developed a cheaper, more energy-efficient technology. Glenn Rovang is Syncrude's head of research.
And so we came up with what we call hydrotransport, and that is essentially closer to the mining operation, mixing the oil sand with water, and then using that through pipelines to transport it to the plant. Therefore, less conveyors and no large tumbler devices. And so that suite of technologies is now actually in use by all of the surface mining operations in the region. We also, for the Aurora operation, which is about 35 kilometers north of Mildred Lake, that's where we put in place the low energy extraction technology, which takes hydrotransport to the next level.
Glenn Rovang says Syncrude has now developed a new form of hydrotransport. It's called natural froth lubricity pipelining. This facilitates mining at remote sites without the need to duplicate infrastructure. Thanks today to Syncrude. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.